Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
We often speak of the 12 tribes of Israel, and that is correct language, but there were actually 13. The tribe of Levi was not considered to be one of the 12. Moses explains, "At that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister unto him, and to bless his name unto this day." Deuteronomy 10:8. This does not mean that the tribe of Levi was either better or worse than the other tribes. But the Lord had a special work for that tribe. They were to carry the Ark of the Covenant, to minister unto the Lord through offerings and sacrifices, and to bless his name continually. The work of the Levites was fundamental to the welfare of the nation, but so was the work of every one of the tribes. God assigned the 12 tribes their inheritance in the land of Canaan. But the tribe of Levi did not have any inheritance in the land. Wherefore Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord your God promised. Deuteronomy 10:9. The book of Numbers outlines what God had in mind for the tribe of Levi. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in the land, neither shall you have any part among them. I am your part, and your inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for their inheritance, for their service that they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel come near to the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that they shall bear their iniquity. And it shall be a statute forever throughout their generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance, but the tithes of the children of Israel, that they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance." Numbers 18:20-24. God's decision for the Levites not to inherit any land in Canaan was not discriminatory. He wanted them to have full time to devote to the work he had assigned to them. Among their duties was serving the Lord and the children of Israel by offering sacrifices in the tabernacle while the tabernacle was still the place of worship. Later they would serve in the temple. The priests also served as mediators when the children of Israel had disagreements. If the priests were unable to effect an equitable settlement, they were to carry the difficulties to Moses. The priests also had the sacred duty of seeking the law of the Lord and teaching it to the Israelites. Malachi explains, "My covenant with him," that is Levi, "is of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts." Malachi 2:5-7. Ezra, himself a priest, outlined what all priests should have done. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and commandments. Ezra 7:10. The priests of the Mosaic covenant held a very powerful position. To a great extent, they were responsible for the spiritual and moral climate of the nation. It is tragic that many of them were greedy and sexually immoral. They often neglected their duties and actually perverted the worship God demanded of his people. The New Testament does not allow for a special class of priests in the New Covenant. According to the apostles Peter and John, all Christians are priests. 1 Peter 2:9, Revelation 1:6. Our only priest is Jesus Christ, our high priest. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.